Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
The final 100 minutes of the show, the Power 100, which I'm pretty sure is like the name of some, like, you know, pop music station in like Dallas or something. Welcome back to Power 100. Up next, Adele.
Hi, I'm Dua Lipa.
And I'm Elton John. And you're listening to Power 100 in Fort Wayne, Texas.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Like, if you're a Kansas City fan, you would like to be the one, because Arrowhead's a great place to host a playoff game, and you would feel good about your chances of winning. But I would also feel pretty good about my chances of having Patrick Mahomes at any stadium against any team, you know?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet. From BetQL.
The tremendous Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley here on the brilliant BetQL Network, and it is hour number three of this fine program. Still to come on the show, 20 minutes from now, Sam Paniadovich, Nesson Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Sam's going to join us, giving us plays for conference championship weekend in college football, and also plays for week 13 in the National Football League. 40 minutes from now, we begin the odyssey known as the 80-minute power hour. Got a lot to do. Hockey, 10 games.
Couple sports. Couple sports going on.
Got a bunch of sports. We got 10 NHL games tonight for our guy Bill Matz to break down. We got college hoops, both games for tonight and overnights for tomorrow, courtesy of Ken Barkley. 5 games in the association. And, of course, side total and proppa going to preach. Side total and props is week 13 in the National Football League kicks off in the Big Easy is the New Orleans Saints, currently 6.5-point home underdogs against the Dallas Cowboys. Joining us right now on the show to talk Saints and Cowboys and the rest of the slate in Week 13, very happy to welcome him back to the show, is our pal Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider on Twitter, at Josh Norris, and he joins us here on the Roman guest line. You can also check out Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast. Josh, welcome back to the show. Hope you and your family had an awesome Thanksgiving. It's Nick and Ken on a tremendous Thursday on the brilliant BetQL Network. How are you?
Ken and Nick, doing fantastic. I feel like I need to put Ken's name first sometimes in there, you know, just for balance and for fairness, right?
Sure.
I mean, sure, if you want to. Yeah, that's fine. That's what I was, Nick was.
What do you like? What do you like? The Fox News of guests, like fair and balanced here? I mean, what is that?
Nick was referred to as the primary host on the show for several years before, this current iteration. Oh. So totally fine if you want to say his name first, Josh.
And I'm looking out for you. Just know that. I'm looking out for you.
I appreciate it. You know, some would say save the best for last. Some say put your best foot forward. It just depends on, you know, it's all a matter of perspective.
And you know what children say, first is the worst, second is the best. So there you go.
You know what children also just yell poopy. So who cares? I mean, what are we talking about? Who cares? Josh, I want to ask you obviously about the Thursday night game, but before we do that, Nick and I had a kind of an interesting exercise the last hour or two on the show where we looked at if the current playoff matchups that are set right now, if those happened, like if those were actually the playoff games, you know, what would the spreads be? Who would win? Who would we have advancing? And one of the teams playing tonight, Dallas, ended up in a game that we kind of disagreed about, like who would even be favored in the game or who would we have advancing? It would obviously be a huge matchup. Rams at Dallas would actually be a playoff game if the playoffs started today.
Yep.
Based on kind of what you've seen from both teams, you know, ask you to put on your prognostication cap for a second, like who do you think would be favored in the game if you want to kind of offer a guess, and who would you have winning the game if we actually got that playoff matchup that we haven't seen yet this year?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Obviously that game would be at Dallas because of the NFC East.
Yep.
Look, I think both teams are a bit lost. And both teams are still trying to figure out exactly what they can be due to injuries. And I would actually side that more with the Dallas Cowboys. I think tonight's the first game of the season that we've had Dak Prescott plus Michael Gallup plus Amari Cooper plus CeeDee Lamb plus Ezekiel Elliott plus Tyron Smith all in the field at the exact same time. I know at points of season with the Cowboys, I've just loved how balanced they could be. That was when they were running a ton of 12 personnel without Michael Gallup, and they could beat you in a bunch of different ways. And then defensively, you know, they were making plays all over the field and they had to shift things around. Now they get DeMarcus Lawrence back tonight. I'm saying all that, I'm siding with the Cowboys. I think that how like the entire league at this point, there's no like perfect team at the moment. There's not one that we can just like put on the pedestal and be like, oh, they're unbeatable at this moment. The Cowboys are absolutely one of those teams that can make a whole bunch of issues and create a whole bunch of dysfunction for the other team trying to stop them. And I really truly feel that like Dak is still coming back from that dreaded calf injury, which has sabotaged so many seasons this year. That's not to say I don't love the Rams. I think their roster is exactly what we, you know, could hope a lot of teams around the league could be. But if you asked me to pick a favorite, the Cowboys would be that for me.
We will circle back to the Dallas Cowboys and their game against the New Orleans Saints a little later in the interview with Josh Norris. But Josh, I feel like we start the interview with you every single week with this question. So let's do it now. What is your favorite underdog pick of the week, week 13 in the National Football League?
Shockingly, only Lamar Jackson's third career start versus the Steelers. I think both of you know that as well. Sure, Tyler Huntley was thrown in there one of these games, but 42 points combined over the last three games for the Ravens. We know Mike Tomlin is simply incredible as a home underdog by more than three. This Steelers team, it is not one that I enjoy watching. I mean, what Ben Roethlisberger puts out there in the field right now makes my eyes bleed at times. But when you think of where the Ravens are at their worst, it's preventing big plays down the field, but it's also preventing big plays after the catch. This is not a quarterback that wants to hold on to the football to allow pressure to get to him. And the Ravens tackling this year at the second level and the third level has been absolutely abysmal. I mean, they rank 31st in explosive plays allowed, 32nd in yards after catch per reception. And so, again, I think the Steelers are far from a perfect team, but with some of their, you know, defensive pieces, hopefully back TJ Watt in terms of off the COVID list, give me the Pittsburgh Steelers here as home underdogs against the Baltimore Ravens.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Josh, I know we started talking about potential playoff matchups, Dallas, Rams, et cetera. Two teams that would be in the AFC playoffs, although they would not be playing each other if they started today. Chargers and Cincinnati, who will play in Cincinnati on Sunday. Great game. Herbert, Burrow, potential for a little bit of bad weather, but that hasn't impacted the total that much so far. So looking like about Bengals by three and a half, total of about 50 in that game. What do you like in Chargers, Bengals, and expect it to be a shootout? Do you see it that way?
Yeah, you mentioned Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. I'll throw in two more names. I'll throw in Joe Mixon, who, you know, put up 145 yards. Excuse me, that's how much the Chargers are allowing per game, is 145 yards per game. And we know Joe Mixon has been outstanding this year, 165 yards and two scores against the Steelers last weekend. And then also on the other end, I mean, Keenan Allen has been so good over the middle of the field, but Austin Eckler, this could be a game for him, an environment that should be outstanding. The Bengals are allowing the most targets to running backs in the entire league. So yes, to get to like the 50 and a half, that means Justin Herbert, who we've seen in stretches and in games, look amazing. And then Joe Burrow, while, you know, they don't want to throw down the field all that often, early in the season has been hyper efficient. And if you go back and watch the game last week against the Steelers, when they do get single high coverage, so often that single high safety is shaded way, way, way towards Jamar Chase's side. And T. Higgins was not able to, you know, win early on in the season, but this past week he absolutely was in his one-on-one matchup in contested situations. I do like the Bengals -3 at home. I think a lot of people on that side, which makes me super, super nervous. Maybe it's just recency bias, but that's the way I'm leaning in terms of, I mean, the Chargers defense is totally lost every single time that I watch them during the week. It's just absolutely lost. And the Bengals certainly have enough skill position players, despite not running at a huge pace, to, you know, put up a bunch of points on the board.
Well, here's hoping, at least on my end, that the Chargers defense able to find itself, because I love the Chargers on Sunday, +3 on the road in Cincinnati. Josh, I want to go to a Sunday night football here in Arrowhead, but the Chiefs coming off their bye, 9.5-point favorites over the Denver Broncos. Broncos came off their bye last week, and a pretty surprising, maybe not that they won the game, but in the fashion they did, like a resounding win over the Los Angeles Chargers. Kansas City's a 9.5-point favorite on Sunday night. The total of this game is 47. Like, do you think this game could get loose? It feels weird looking at a Kansas City point total at home, and the first number is a 4 and not a 5. The total here is 47. What do you like, if anything, here, Chiefs and Broncos Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs have been outstanding in low-scoring games over the last few, right? Like, they've allowed fewer than 20 points in 4 straight games. They've won 3 of their last 4 games while scoring 20 points or fewer. I don't think that they had that many games like that over the last 5 seasons, like only 3 or 4 or 5, something like that. So where Denver is at their worst is giving up plays on the ground. I mean, there is no defense in the NFL that wants you to run the ball more than Vic Fangio. I mean, this is the Brandon Staley tree. This is the Sean Desai tree. It's all that kind of stuff, right? And so this is the question that we ask ourselves each and every week when watching Patrick Mahomes is, and Andy Reid, will they be patient enough underneath and in the running game rather than, you know, try to force things over the field? And that's when things get tipped, and that's when all these turnovers have happened this season. I believe that they are firmly, firmly more comfortable doing that with Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the backfield, as we've seen over their last game. He's not a spectacular talent. He's not a great talent. He's an average talent. But as a runner, and their run blockers are fantastic. The rookies, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, two of like the best interior linemen in the NFL already. So 9.5, a lot. I actually want the under in this in terms of 47.5, because I actually think the Chiefs defense is stepping up just like their offense is. And because of the questions on the offensive side, that's not being talked about enough.
Josh, we've done a lot on this game the last couple of days, mostly because of injury news, and we have more of it today. But I want to ask you about the Giants in Miami. Just, you know, this can be more of a Miami question. I know, you know, early in the week off of Sunday's games, one of the teams that's gotten the most kind of hype, most content, most, you know, television coverage has been Tua and Miami and what they're doing recently and the role that they're on. They're about a 4-point favorite at home against the Giants on Sunday. Now, it's actually possible now that Daniel Jones is going to play in the game to return to practice. The quote is like expecting to play now is actually what I saw before the show. So kind of a lot of uncertainty with the Giants quarterback position, but almost more importantly, what are you seeing from Miami recently? What are you seeing from Tua recently? Are you kind of a buyer the same way so many other people seem to be?
It's what we've always seen with Tua this season, and I don't mean this as a negative, but against bad or average defenses, the quick game, the quick outs, speed outs, RPO stuff absolutely works. And then when you go against good defenses that can sit on those, that can game plan those very well, he's a bit lackluster. He doesn't know how to do anything else to the degree of that. And that can be simple, and that can get production. In fact, I've done really well with player props on Jalen Waddle this season of his receiving yards, because especially with Devontae Parker being out for all these weeks, it sounds like he's going to be back this week. Jalen Waddle is, you know, the clear guy in a lot of that. So the Giants are confusing. They're confounding because what you saw last week against the Eagles when they completely basically shut them out, forced three interceptions as well. It's going to be done in a different way because really how they were able to get Jalen Hurts to throw those interceptions was force him to hold on to the football longer, like didn't allow him to escape the pocket, just asked him to throw the ball down the field. Tua was a better thrower than that, and the name of the game for him is get the ball out as quickly as possible. So to answer your question, I don't have a lean on this side, but I really don't think we've seen anything new with Miami's offense. I just think it is successful against average to bad defenses and good defenses, which I would not put the Giants among them. Miami's offense is going to work very well.
A couple more minutes here with Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider, joining Nick and Ken. You better, you bet, on a tremendous Thursday on the brilliant BetQL network. Josh, we want to fit two more questions in, so I want to get to the Cowboys and Saints. So give us like a minute if you can here, please. And I actually want to ask you about the Seahawks and the Niners on Sunday, what you're expecting from Russell Wilson, who's been brutal since coming back from the finger injury. Seahawks are 3-point dogs at home against the Niners, who are rolling right now. Total 45.5.
Yeah, quickly on the Cowboys, I mean, I really like them in the 6.5. I'm just down the Saints. Like, I know so often Vegas and everything changes based on quarterback changes. The identity, the foundation of what the Saints are, it's built on the two tackles. It's built on Alvin Kamara without, you know, any moving needle quarterback this season. And with all of that out, I just don't know how Taysom Hill coming off plantar fasciitis and not being able to play the last few weeks, unless he goes out there and stuns everyone, is going to be able to play at a high level and cover that, especially when you consider DeMarcus Lawrence being back and Micah Parsons being able to be moved around a bit more now. You want me to quickly just go to the San Francisco Seattle game like you mentioned? Because
we would love it.
That one's a lot of fun. Yeah, San Francisco, what they are doing now in terms of Kyle Shanahan and like forcing defenses to think with all their different personnel groupings and movement pre-snap, is amazing. And Seattle is just totally lost, right? My only question, my only concern is that Debo Samuel has been like the biggest difference maker and game changer in the NFL this season. It doesn't matter if it's explosive plays on the field, yards after catch opportunities, and heck, even as a running back now. And not having that on the field almost certainly is going to happen this weekend. I don't know who's going to win on the edge because Jimmy doesn't throw outside the numbers very well. So if you think San Francisco is going to do well in this game, to me, you want to coincide that and connect that with like a Brandon Ayuk to do very well, because I think Brandon Ayuk is going to have to play a really, really important piece and even on some manufactured touches like he did last year in Debo Samuel's absence as well.
Josh, we appreciate it. Fantastic stuff here. Oh, as always on You Better You Bet. Good luck with the game tonight. Good luck with the games this weekend. We will catch up with you next Thursday here on You Better You Bet.
See you guys. Ken, Nick, that was, have a good one. Bye.
There you have it. Fair and balanced from Josh Norris. I like it. That was Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That is GetRoman.com/BetQL. The Power Hour begins on a tremendous Thursday, 25 minutes from right now at 5:40 p.m. Eastern Time with Bills plays on the National Hockey League. But coming up next, it's a chat with our pal Sam Padianovich of Nesson, Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Sam's got plays for this weekend in the NFL and also for conference championship weekend in college football, including one SEC championship game, Bama and Georgia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.